It's Friday, bitches.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
Michael.
U-C-R.
Are you ready for this song?
I'm ready.
We're saying what we want. Give it to you, not God. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Uncensored Radio. You know how we are. We are your guiltiest pleasure. We're your, you know, little show that you just don't tell everyone you listen to, but you need to tell the whole wide world because we need the ratings. I am Karen Ashley, one of the hosts. We've got an amazing show planned today. We have Jeffrey Emmett here. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fucking fantastic.
Goodness. It sounds like you are. Did you just, like, kick down the wall?
I might.
He's tearing things up, guys. And then we also have Michael Fishman is going to be on with us. Is Michael here?
I'm here.
Yay,
Fishy!
Michael! He's always so quiet, so I never know.
That's because I hate to break this to you. The men on this show can barely get a word in edgewise.
Oh, man.
That's not true.
I'm going to shut up this show. I promise.
No,
I'm going to be quiet.
Baby,
be
careful,
you know,
what you ask for, Jeff.
Right. You know the fabulous Katrina is with us as well.
Hey.
And
Karen,
of course,
I'd like to change your name to,
yeah,
Dr. Phil. You're now
you
Dr.
To,
Phil.
No, my name is officially Button Pusher because I got another freaking text, tweet, whatever. Anywho.
Oh, man.
We got to give a shout out to James because James is in the house as well and always, always supporting us. And it's Friday, guys. Are we so happy that the week is rounding out? How did we do this week?
Well,
we
I'm
all
excited.
Alive?
I'm going to go see the birthday boy, so I'm excited.
I know.
That's
Fishy.
What the fuck is up.
I know, right? How was Fishy? How was your week rounding out?
I'm just glad it's done. If you're honest.
Right. I understand. Me too. It's been a long one, but of course, we want to end it with a bang. We want to have fun. We've got some great things to talk about. Before we even get to that, you know, topic, you know, last night was such an interesting show. Katrina has now renamed me Dr. Phil. I think I've come to the conclusion that I'm the person who calls people out.
Is accurate. Yeah, buddy. I call myself out, but you call everybody else out.
Right.
Look.
I know.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? And let there be silence. You know, you don't
like...
get called out. Everybody's scared. That's what happened.
Did Karen get banished?
She dropped.
Boo.
That's what happens. You call out one too many people. The technical people. The people in the background. Silence.
I know. I think I am a button pusher because I pushed the button and disconnected myself.
Whoa, are you teaching yourself a lesson?
I know, right? Shame on you. But it's funny because the show ended so abruptly, and it's simply because we did a show prior to, we did Chick Chat, and so we only had so much time to do our show. So it's like it almost was unfinished business, but I'm kind of glad it ended that way. It was going nowhere. But it really was. It was like
just
talking
saying.
To a brick wall. It was like talking. But you know what? I did my civil duty. I put the truth out there, and everyone involved can do with it what they will, right?
Right.
All right.
So, it was entertaining. It was wild yesterday. I was like,
it was
shocked. I was silenced. Jeffrey was silenced. We were like, should we jump in or should we not? I don't know.
I was ready. I did once. I straight told
you
it was
did.
Crazy.
Yeah, you did. You did. You missed it, Fishy. It was interesting. And what was even more interesting was the text messages I was getting throughout the whole conversation. I wish that was live. because you were silent on the show, but you weren't silent with the text messages. It was a bunch of oohs and ahs, and this is getting juicy.
It was juicy, though. I was like, hell yeah, this is good for ratings. Go ahead, go ahead. Go on, girl.
I'm the official fighter of the group. I guess, you know what it is, though? When people mess with my friends, that upsets me way more than you messing with me. Like, I could care less if somebody talks about me. It's just
well,
like
I don't
it's
think
ridiculous for my
fighting.
Friends.
I just think you are being assertive.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
You were not backing down either. Like, you were like, no, no, no.
Because I just felt it was ridiculous. I think everyone this week has been reading the tweets and reading the Facebook test messages, and we've all been quiet. We've all been biting our tongues. So I think it just needed to be labeled for what it was, crazy, ridiculous behavior. So now it's over. I'm kind of glad because now that's behind us, and we'll no longer talk about it. It's like the Lord Baltimore situation. It's now behind us, and we'll no longer talk about it.
Well, I thought it was very, very wild, and I think that it was fun for the listeners because obviously they know every little detail of my life, and so there you go, guys. There's more details, intimate details. You're welcome.
You know what's funny, though? My boyfriend was listening. Like, he wasn't listening to us, but he was listening to me talk, and he always says, I can pretty much figure out what you guys are talking about just by listening to you, and he goes, what's funny is that I think you guys should rename this show Uncensored Reality because this is like realistic. You guys live out your lives like on the radio. Like y'all have
it's
no
true
problem telling your business. And he goes, that's pretty interesting. And I was like, yeah, you have a point.
Do you know how much trouble I get in over that?
Mm-hmm.
People are always bitching. They're like, is there anything you don't talk about? I'm like, no, because if you're going to do stupid shit in my life, I'm going to talk about you.
Well,
that Jeffrey, the warning.
Jeffrey, I would just like to say this to you. I miss my fucking dog.
We need, like, the after show. Like, because, you know, the minute the show cut off and it was abruptly ended, we all call each other. And we're all on the phone together, and that conversation needed to be on the air. Like, I wish that could have been recorded.
That needs to be on the reality show right there.
Yeah. We need somebody to pick up this show, like, immediately so that we can really show the real deal of what goes into doing this radio show and all the drama that comes with it.
I would just like to say that I am now up to, I've raised $100.
You did not. Oh, my gosh. You are so crazy.
I got to give a big shout-out to BC. Thank you very much for the $60 donation. Christina, thank you
BC
for the $40 donation. Because, kids, here's what's going on. We're all coming to a benefit next weekend, and the funds have just run low. And, you know, it is a benefit, so we're trying to raise money, not spend it all. And we just kind of run short on our flight costs. So we're just looking to raise a few extra dineros to get Kitty here with us. So I have managed to raise $100 in about 45 minutes. Thank you, thank you.
You're hilarious, you wild thing, you.
That's what's up. And if anybody else is interested in donate, please message me in the chat room.
We're passing a hat for Kat. Is that what we're doing?
Yep,
yeah,
we're raising money for Kat's cab.
For me.
Bitch is riding a camel to New York.
Yep. It's pretty awesome.
I know. It's like Jeffrey was hellbound to get you there, and he's making it happen. I'm, like, shocked.
Look at it. Everybody's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, nothing. I'm like, I don't want to do shit. I don't want to party, nothing. My birthday's being celebrated next weekend when all my friends are finally fucking here because it's horrible. And I think I've told, like, at least Katrina this, maybe Karen. You know, it sucks for me because I'm sitting around like, there's nothing to do. And I'm like, all my friends that I talk to now, I talk to you guys more than people in my life at home. So it's like, you know, I want to hang out with you
it's
guys
so
and go
true
have fun, and you're fucking like 2,000 miles away. It's a problem.
Yep.
Did we lose Karen again? She was
quiet. So true. No. I'm here. It's so true because the reality is like, I don't talk to anybody every day, and I talk to you guys every single day, at least 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, we stay talking.
Right. It's
that's
nuts
true. I was trying to hack into somebody's phone right now and take a picture of myself, but it didn't work. I like to see people's phones and do stuff. You know,
put naughty pictures in there.
No, I wasn't going to put naughty pictures. I'm sitting next to Daisy's cousin right now, and my favorite pastime is hacking into his Facebook and posting on there how much he loves me and that, like, he loves me. Makes the birds sing and, like, crazy shit. It makes dolphins dance. Like, you know, I did that to you, Jeffrey, at Morphicon. I posted a picture of my face on your Facebook and said that you love me so much and I'm so beautiful and wonderful and you can't live without me. You know how I do.
Yeah. I know, right? We know how you do. You know what, though? That's the sweetest thing, because she will post, like, really nice pictures of herself on your Facebook. And it's just, you know, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I was trying to do that right now, but I just got busted, so that was
so Michael Fishman, don't leave your phone lying around when you're in Auburn, because Katrina will post fabulous photos of herself on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell the world,
like, okay, let's put a security code on. Gotta put a security code on, trying to stay married.
Right, exactly. Oh, you'll stay married. Well, with Jeffrey, we got to worry about.
Me? Why me? Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, you got to remind me. Sometimes I forget the shtick that I'm playing. So just keep me up to it.
I want to run something by you guys, because last time I was at Jeffrey's house, I had to share a room with Lord Voldemort. So I'm just saying, since I'm the one that always has to share a room with a co-host, it's probably only fair that this time I share a room with Fishy.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, Fishy.
Who am I sharing a room with? Do I get my own room because it's my first time?
No, you can all have your own room.
What I got
going
on. I bought a bulk box of Fruit by the Foot just now at the store. 40 pieces, one box.
I heard through the grapevine that you're bringing a date, Katrina Johnson. So what you talking about sharing a room with somebody? All we're going to see is a green Power Ranger helmet outside your door.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not
saying your room's full from what I had.
It's fucking nuts. I feel like I was just
checking.
My house is going to be full of culture. We've got Roseanne's son, two Power Rangers, and a bitch from All That. Like, it's going to be, and of course, Hanky. We got Liv.
How'd you get so lucky?
I know. I feel blessed. But you know, fucking the best part is, you know, there's a few people in Joe's in my life that, you know, we kind of like, we just want to, like, fucking piss them off a little bit. So he posted some shit on his Facebook page talking about, I'm so lucky these people are coming to stay in my house next weekend.
I know.
Yeah. I was thinking, I heard a kid from Roseanne, two Power Rangers, and a girl from All That, and I was thinking it was like Celebrity Rehab or something.
I mean, it's gonna be the pre episode. What happens on how they deserve to go to rehab?
Right, because we all have mental issues.
Yeah, he's gonna call.
Okay, can I just
feel chill?
I love the fact, I just got a text message from the midge. She's listening upstairs, and she goes, how they all have in their own room? Bitch, because you getting the fuck out your room and you going to sleep in the basement. That's what's up. No, I'm playing.
No, she's just in her room.
Midge, you get to share with Karen because you've already seen my boobies. Now it's time to see her.
No, when she moved in, I kept trying to tell her, like, she could have the basement. She could have the whole basement, and there's, like, multiple rooms down there. I'm like, great, tall ceilings, you know. Like, I'll throw a rug down there for you. You'll have heat. It'll be great. The washer and dryer is a few steps away. She wasn't having it.
It's probably scary down there.
No, it's not. It's fine. I was in the attic. The attic is fun, though.
Oh, damn.
The attic is like a man cave now. Like, there's a futon up there, a TV. Joe plays video games, all the workout stuff. It's been rearranged. Like, the computer stuff's gone. There's a lot more space. We got a table set up so we can play, like, cards or, you know, board games if people want to do that. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Sounds fabulous. But you know what? This reminds me of, you know, we've got a really good topic that we're going to talk about tonight, and we're talking about relationships. So obviously we've got a great relationship, great friendship amongst us, and there's different dynamics. Like, everybody kind of plays a role in the friendship. And I found this really interesting article about, you know, the dynamic of a relationship, of a marriage, and is there a boss? Like, does there have to be a boss in a group? And that even really applies to, like, friends. Like, is there someone who's kind of the boss of the friendship, or do you really not need that in a friendship? Because I kind of think we all play our own role, and we're kind of equal, you know, in the sense of making decisions for the show. What do you guys think? What's your take? I should ask the men first, because they're actually married, and so they've got, you know, even deeper relationships than, you know, me and Miss Katrina do. What do you guys
That's
think?
Right.
Go ahead.
Are you going, Jim?
Oh,
great. Oh,
no,
sure.
Let you go.
Yeah, first victim on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the radio show is a lot like my real life. I put up a good fight, but I'm getting bossed around.
I like being the submissive one,
do you?
Oh,
okay.
I could work with that.
No,
okay.
I would say my wife and I share things pretty well, but I would say we both have different areas of expertise and strength, kind of like what we do here on this show. And I know how to take directions.
Oh, I can definitely work with that.
I am so excited.
You know, all of us, like, we bit our tongues because we could have, like, said so many different things.
Right out there.
I know, right? We didn't even go there. We're not going to go there. So, okay, so that makes me wonder, like, I mean, you were one of the major contributors since you've come on the show. Like, every week, never fails. You know, Michael Fishman sends me topics. He really comes up with a lot of the topics that we talk about throughout the week. You know, what role do you feel like you play in this relationship called Uncensored Radio?
I would say my style probably in everything is I'm a hard worker, but I don't have any problem either being up front or kind of taking a step back at times.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's active but supportive.
Yeah, okay. Does that hold true in your marriage at home? Like, are you that kind of way? Because I know you're very involved with your children. So, but I mean, in the dynamic between your wife and you, is that kind of the same thing?
You know, it's funny. The house is pretty much hers. She's pretty much in charge of everything around the house and, like,
mm-hmm.
what's going on with our schedule and those kind of things. Because I usually end up being at charge at work, so it's kind of nice to come home and just kind of, you know, I can be a slob around here at times, so she's
mm-hmm.
a freak that we help each other out.
Okay.
I'm a mellow, I'm the fun person, but I'm also, I have to be like the strict person as far as, I'm the disciplinarian with the kids, which sucks.
Okay.
'Cause I have to, I'm the clown and the disciplinarian, if that's possible.
Yeah, no,
so you
want
to role play. I can work with that.
Well, what about you, Jeffrey? Because I know you just recently are married. You're a newlywed.
Jeffrey,
he can't be
bothered.
Did he get muted? Did we mute his ass? He's busy
no,
getting yelled at by Joe.
I was about to say, Joe took over and wanted to show him who's boss.
That's right. You go, Joe.
Well, what about you, Katrina? You are embarking on a new relationship, friendship, blossoming love affair. What role do you usually play in that? And I know you play a different role in business, but what role do you play in the
I'm a control freak, and I'm usually very, very bossy, and
mm-hmm.
I'm usually over, like, I don't know, I'm kind of bossy, and so I really need a very strong partner to kind of put me back in my place that I know, like, I have an equal. Otherwise, I'll just railroad right over him. So I think that
right.
in experience, that's what I got, someone who kind of check me when I need to be checked and say,
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I could get a little bossy and a little out of hand if you let me, and then that's not good because I won't respect you afterwards. I'll run all over you and then not like it.
Right.
But, you know, if people aren't doing what I think needs to be done, I'll do it. I'll be the boss. I'll be the director. I'll do what needs to be done. But I would rather just be an equal. So, in my experience, that's hard to find.
Right. I completely agree because being a strong woman, it is true. Like, it's hard to find a guy who's not intimidated by your career, not intimidated by your strengths, not intimidated by your creative, you know. Like, you can just, like, you know, because, like, I'm telling my boyfriend, like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Michael Fishman, James, and Jeffrey, and he doesn't care. He's like, oh, great, have fun. You know?
Well,
so
it doesn't
like,
hurt that two out of the three are gay and one's married.
I know, but still, but even so, it's kind of like he's so secure. You know, some men get jealous of your girlfriends. Like, they'll get jealous of your friendships. He's
right.
Not that guy. Like,
yeah.
He's totally like, go have fun, have a good time. I'm so glad you guys are all getting together. You know, like, he's really supportive of the radio show, which a lot of guys, sometimes you get kind of intimidated when you've got, you know, a career popping off or, you know. Because he's completely different from me. He's very quiet. He's very, like, smart, you know. I'm definitely not quiet, and I'm definitely not smart.
Yes, you are. Smart.
Well,
I'm quiet, but, you know.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm not, like, he's, like, we're intelligent in different ways. I'm creative, and I feel like that gives me smart. He's intellectual and, like, he thinks a lot, and, you know, I think differently than he does. But what about you, Jeffrey? You're newlywed, and you disappeared on me a few minutes ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Somebody showed up to the house with money for me. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Radio show or cash?
Wow.
I got to take the cash right now. I'm getting delivery.
Wow. Yeah, Jeffrey's a fundraiser. He's the fundraiser of the group. Let me tell you, he spearheaded both the Indiegogo campaigns like no other.
Like, how much we need? Let me see if I can pull this off. Oh, Lord.
I know.
Larry.
You did. You pulled it off for sure.
I don't know. It's kind of weird for me. I think as I've gotten older, I've changed where I don't so much want somebody to be the boss. I kind of want it to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's parts of me that, like, if it's like, where are we going to eat? I don't want to decide, so I just assume we have somebody else. I'm not very good at making plans because I'll make plans and then the day will come and I don't feel like doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, that problem. Like, I have to kind of be on the whim. So, like, somebody else has got to take control, make plans, and then make me follow through because otherwise I will blow you off.
Right. That's funny. You and I are the same in that sense.
Like, I just can't. I don't know how I'm going to feel next week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, yeah, let's go fucking party. Boo! Okay, that's how I feel today. That's not necessarily how I'm going to feel Saturday. Saturday may come. I may just want to sleep. Like, Joe's all like, I'm like, do not plan nothing for my birthday because I think I'm just going to want to sleep.
Lame.
And then the
that's
deal come, and I won't
want
to sleep,
so
and I'm going to be pissed as shit that nobody planned nothing.
Right. I know. I was about to say, Joe better not fall for that one, because you are so the type, nobody plans anything, and then I'll get a phone call, and you'll be like, nobody cares. I do everything for everyone, and here it is my weekend, and nobody even came to my house.
You know what? Here's the fucked up thing. Honestly, truly, I don't even have time this weekend, so it's okay. Like, it's fine.
You
here,
really
truly.
Don't.
No, because I'm working tomorrow for my friend at her sub shop, Katrina's favorite place in the world. And,
yeah.
You know, I've got tons of shit to do. But as far as bosses go, I don't know. I feel like you really need to be equals, and I think it's different depending on the people, you know? Like, I think you have friends for different reasons and different personalities. So I don't necessarily think somebody always has to be the boss. I mean, I know, like, with Joe and I, like, I'm the one that pays all the bills. Like, no, we can't spend this. No, we can't spend this. Oh, fuck it. Go ahead. But, I mean, I guess in that sense, but I don't feel like that makes me the boss because...
It makes you the boss.
I don't know. I just think it's different. So I don't know. It's very weird.
I don't think anyone needs to be the boss, but I do think in certain instances someone takes the lead.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you
never
definitely
have I
do.
Felt. Yeah, because I've never felt at any time in my relationship that, you know, I was ever being bossed around. And I definitely know my boyfriend is not the type to be bossed around. But it's interesting because we both take the leads in different things. Like, it's really interesting. But I'm kind of like you guys. Like, I'm always trying to take the lead in my career. So when I come home, I really don't want to have to decide where we're eating or what we're doing or what's our life plan. Like, I really don't want the pressure of that. I kind of just want to show up to my life and be happy. And it works out because my boyfriend is a leader as well. Like, he's the man, you know, like, he's a man, you know. So he likes, you know. But the crazy thing is, you know, we talk about everything. Like, if anything, we overanalyze every single thing. So we both make the decision that's right for our household. But it's like, I don't think anyone is the boss. I think that word just kind of gives it a weird connotation. Like, I don't know.
No, I guess I'm wrong, because I would say, Karen, on top of that, I like a boss in the bedroom.
Are you?
No,
Are you the aggressor in the bedroom?
I guess I am sometimes, but I really, I don't know. Like, I guess I like to really switch it up and kind of be like the one that's like, oh, take me, go ahead. You know, like.
Yes, I do. Sometimes you just need to be picked up by one hand and carried up the stairs. Mm-hmm.
That's what the fuck I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to pick up with a crane, but.
So, Jeff, you don't want to be in charge there. What is everybody else? Because this is interesting. Because I bet you most of us, because we're leaders, it'll be interesting to see what our perception is on that side of things.
Right.
Oh. Well, I'll say this about myself. I'm usually very bossy and very domineering, and I usually am in bed too. But if that scenario I just mentioned happens and I just get, like, picked up and carried away, it just does it for me. It's like, end of story, done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. That's it. You can pretty much do whatever you want at that point. If you just pick me up and show me how it's going to be done and manhandle me, yeah, that's it. You win. But if you're not going to do that, then I will charge you like a fucking cheetah and pounce and make it happen.
Oh,
I will
man,
make it happen.
Totally
but yeah, but
that.
If you make it happen before I do, bless you, because your life will be very good.
So what are you more attracted to? I'm asking the group, like, are you more attracted to the woman or male that's the aggressor, or are you more attracted to the submissive mate?
I'm attracted to the aggressor because I'm so aggressive. I like to be chased. I like to be found, and I like to be, you know, caught. Can do
right.
as you can kind of thing. That does it for me.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm dying to know what Fishy's going to say to this. I can't help it, but I'm dying on the inside to know.
I tend to be an aggressor. I'm an assertive person.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. That's interesting. So you're attracted to more of a submissive woman.
No, I wouldn't say submissive. I like somebody who's confident and I like somebody who's confident enough to tell you things that they want or things that they like, but I definitely am.
Like lower, harder, faster, deeper, or what?
No, I mean, yeah, that works too.
Like pull my hair and smack my ass, or?
No, I'm definitely more assertive. I'm a high energy person, if you guys couldn't tell. Just in
bless
general,
you.
So
bless.
Yeah.
This girl.
I'm trying to behave. What? It's the conversation. It's not my fault.
I know the whole conversation made everybody real quiet.
I'm just trying to listen.
I'm just trying to be quiet, so I don't dominate the conversation. I'm letting you guys talk.
I'm liking
Fishy's answers. Go ahead, Fishy. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I've been married for almost 13 years, so that's kind of a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm still I'm still definitely the aggressor by a long shot. That's my nature. I come off as a passive male person.
I know, but you know, it's amazing to me. You've been married, like, most of your adult life. Wow. How do you keep the fire burning? Yeah, how do you keep the fire burning?
You know what? I think more than anything, you really have to love each other, and you really have to. I am so assertive in that area that I would tell you that I would say it's easy for my wife because I really still like her. You know, after we've been together for
15 years.
Well, that helps. Well, yeah, and like to me, the only time I get bitchy or complaining or anything is like if it's been a day, I got complaints. I'm gonna be assertive and after her all day every day.
So you're on the baby plan. You like to get it in on the regular. Go for you. Bless you.
The more the better.
And that I think is really key to a successful marriage. I really believe that.
Well, Fishy, I gotta forewarn you. I like to go about 10 times a day.
Yeah, but how many times?
I'm just letting him know. Casey, he's a little lonely next weekend.
Oh, wow.
No, I gotta hold out. You know how that is.
Did you end up investing in that chastity belt, Fishy?
No, I'm inventing one that has electricity because I figured you would sit there and find something to cut that thing off if it was just metal or something.
You forget. I have a crazy cat lady that lives up the street, and that fucking dyke can find me something to deal with electricity. She'll get me some wood choppers.
I feel like I
should tell the cat lady was a lesbian.
I'm experienced in this. I had electric shock therapy as a kid, so I could get through that, Fishy. Good luck.
Let's get back to the cat lady being a lesbian. I never knew that.
How do you not know that?
How was I supposed to know that? All you ever talked about is her and her cat.
Hello, she loves pussy. What wasn't your
she
first clue?
She likes the feline. Hello.
I didn't get that. You know I'm slow.
I know. It's because, you know what, I always think, it's kind of true, because I always think Karen's keeping up with the conversation, and she never is. She's always like, what are you talking about? Like, hello? She can never follow me. But
she's not as big a pervert as you, that's why. But I am.
You know what,
I get it.
My brain is always in the positive. Like, I'm always thinking nice, sweet rainbows, and you're over here talking about lesbians and sex and debauchery.
Because we have five houses on that street, okay? Five.
Uh-huh.
All of which but one were duplexes, like, you know, whatever. So we'll say 10 apartments, 10 houses. Six of them had gay people.
No wonder I like your neighborhood.
I'm not the new neighborhood. I'm talking about the old one, which I cannot wait. Katrina, you went up there. I can't wait to take her up there. It's going to be so exciting for me.
It's going to be wild.
Why? What's so special? It's just memories.
Oh. You're going to get up there and be like, oh.
That's it.
Okay. And I'm sorry. I said, oh, and I took a sip of beer thinking somebody would talk.
How dare you? No, we ain't got shit to say. We're listening. You were explaining.
Why?
Come on, man.
You're everywhere.
How dare you? Don't sleep on us. What you doing?
I love the fact that my mom is in the chat room saying, don't go, Karen. Don't go.
Mama Emmett, you got to save me.
Yeah, but is she going to protect me? That's what I really want to know.
Hell no.
Mama Emmett, you got my back.
Bring your taser
down. I got your back, Fishy. I'm going to protect you from these two.
Well, you know, I think the cat lady jumps around both ways, Mikey, so you might have to be worried about the cat lady, too. Except, you know what, Fishy, what's funnier than a dyke with a broke jaw?
What?
Nothing. This bitch is I know, you knew, Karen, because I've said that joke on air when she was on. What's funny, because bitch is a dyke with a broke jaw. You know how much of a bitch that is? That's a problem.
That's an angry, frustrated voice.
I have no idea where that joke's going, or if it even went where it needed to go.
Lesbian broke jaw. What do you think is the main event for lesbians? They need to use their mouth.
Oh, okay.
She can't open her mouth. She talks
like
that.
It's like blue balls for chicks. Hello, Karen. Come on. Follow along, please.
Damn.
Get dirty with us.
I know, right? Gosh.
There's lots of things she can do. That doesn't have to be the only thing she does. She
right.
has
they options. Can scissor with a bullet in between.
Oh.
Too much?
Goodness.
I'm just saying. Oh, but I do have, I'm totally, you know, I feel like every time everybody comes to Auburn, I have to hook at least one of you up. And since the three of you are kind of busy at the moment, there's one person that's going to be here who's a little single and ready to mingle. So I've got plans with the Uncensored Radio interns. I want to hook Mr. Lips up with BC.
Oh, hell yeah.
I knew something like that was
going to
happen. Like, I knew it. Put James on. James, get on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Get on the line. I knew. Okay, this is my thing. I thought of this, like, 2 days ago. I'm like, James is single, and, like, we're going to come into town. Like, we hook him up. Like, something. How do you feel about that?
We could do.
Right.
You know what? I'm up for anything. Honestly, this trip, I am up for anything. So, you know,
so James,
I'm not
you're
scared
okay.
about flying anymore. I'm good. I'm not scared about flying anymore. My anxiety is gone. I'm up for anything.
Katrina.
Well, so, did you
catch the phone number for that guy Mike hooked up with, you know, the one with his dragon tattoo and then the Chinese symbol for his dragon tattoo.
This here is my dragon tattoo, and this here is the Chinese symbol for a tattoo that means dragon tattoo. Hell,
I wouldn't let them
know, mofo. But I am aware of the website I was used, so.
Now, I do have standards.
Right.
I have a really pretty penis.
Mesh t-shirts are awesome. Just saying.
Well, I think it will be perfect to try to hook him up. And I've been trying to sell BC on it for like 2 weeks now. Because he'll go to college and he'll sometimes stop by during the day when he has a break from school. And I'm like, he's lonely, you know, and he needs some love. So I'm like, I got somebody in mind for you. But I've been real, like, quiet about, like, not really giving him much. Like, so I'm waiting. I hope he's not listening because he's obviously going to know who.
All you do is just introduce them, and whatever happens, happens. Like you just.
Oh hell no! I'm
gonna
get drunk and make sure they screw.
I introduced Katrina to 3,000 people, and look what happened. And of course, I get the blame. But it's like you just open the door, and you just let the chips fall where they may.
I'd like to explain what had happened. What had happened was, yes, you introduced me to 3,000 people, but listen, some people have a type. Like, Daisy likes really, really hot guys. And Karen, you like really, really smart, successful, nurturing, loving, perfect guys. And
Jeffrey
likes really, really hot, nurturing, sweet guys. And, you know, everybody has a type. Some people like blonde, some people like Asians, whatever. My type is Green Power Ranger. Yes, I'm on my
That's true. I should have known.
Yes, I'm on my second one. No, don't judge. It is what it is. I have a type. It's Green Ranger. Now you know.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Right. So that's the thing. Like, you just, this is what we do. We just introduce them. We don't put any extras on it. We don't make anybody feel uncomfortable. We don't put any expectations. You just introduce them. And
honey, I don't know what you're talking about, because when I hook people up, ain't nobody uncomfortable. They trying to, like, get in the room alone so they can rip each other's clothes off.
Right, they're trying to play on Jeffrey has Twister bed sheets.
James, make sure you manscape. Okay, I just need you to know that. I know you're from Missouri and all, so I'm not sure what the trends are out there. But here in New York, we do a little manscaping.
Me, excuse me. Missouri, we are not, no, hair down to our knees people. Okay, I take care of that, okay?
Well, look here, okay, even if you and BC don't work out, we're going to be in a benefit surrounded by the gays.
That's what I'm saying. He might meet somebody else that, like, you know, I introduced Katrina to a lot of Rangers, and she ended up liking someone that I didn't even expect. Like, it was
like,
oh.
Is it bad that I kind of want to see if we can get a boy for each night for James?
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, it's not bad. I just want James to have a plethora of options.
Okay, but seriously, that kind of makes me sound like I'm easy. You're going to kind of have...
Well, you don't have to
James,
do anything with them, James. We're just giving you options.
Hey, he did call. The reason why he has a job on this fucking show is because he called in and was like, I need help. I had sex with...
Oh, my God.
Tell Michael. Michael Fishman doesn't know. James, tell Michael Fishman about the first time you called in the show. Because we kept him once we heard this phone call. We instantly connected with him. But tell Michael Fishman, because he doesn't even know how we met you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let it rip.
Well, the story, what happened is, the first time I called in, I won Karen's trivia contest and won an autographed picture, and they had me call in. And
did you ever get the picture?
rather than asking, you know, a question about Power Rangers, I do have the autographed picture framed on my wall right now, just so you know.
Oh, excellent. I have one, too. Just saying.
I just need one of Katrina and one of Michael and one of Jeffrey to complete the family.
The whole box. We can make that happen.
I'm so lonely up there. but anyway, I called in, and rather than asking a question about Power Rangers or all that, I had a sexual experience that I needed some advice on. And my question that I asked was, What would be your advice on how to make up for a sexual experience that you underperform? What would be your advice on how to make up for it the next time?
And that's a really good question.
What advice would you give him?
What advice would you give on that, Michael?
That if you underperform the first time?
Yes.
Yep.
Needed by Andrew.
Yeah, James
underperformed.
James underperformed the first time. But it was with a friend, right? Because it was your friend.
Yeah, it was with a friend, and it didn't go as planned at all. And it wasn't even planned, like, that's the whole thing.
It was like boiled spaghetti. It wasn't good.
Yes,
exactly. Well, you got to talk the other person into a second chance.
I kind of talked this person into it, just waiting for the right time, and I know next time I'll be better, but that was just my advice, what advice you would give somebody to help them out next time, you know, and apparently they liked me enough that they wanted to keep me as part of the family.
Now, what was the best advice you had?
Duh.
You need to just put some porn on your iPhone and keep it on silent and put it behind their head so they don't know you're watching it.
Hilarious.
Oh, God.
If that's what it takes, then you're with the wrong person.
Right. Well, the funny thing is, like, that Saturday, like, Jake's show on Saturday, that following Saturday, revolved around that question because Jeffrey had to ask Jake Petlin's advice on it, and the entire show revolved around it.
OMG, that is wonderful.
That's hilarious. Speaking of Jake's show, tomorrow, and I have to say,
I know James is like really our only caller that made such a splash. I mean, the kid just called in. We didn't know who he was, and he like got an hour with us and then an hour with Jake. Like, he's kind of uncensored radio history.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. All I did was call in and look at where I'm at right now.
You're going to come stay in my house. I'm hiding all my valuables. Don't be offended.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not even like
I'm just
that.
Kidding.
But it's serious. Like, I never would have imagined this happening in a million years opportunity that I have with you guys, and just being able to be a part of something that is bigger than myself. And that's what I feel like. So I'm very blessed to be a part of this family with you guys.
Aww. Aww, I feel
okay,
the
my
love.
Heart's getting gushy. I think we need to take callers. I can't handle it.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna get a digital camera so that when I come, we can film a music video for the USR theme song. We're all going to be together. It's only right.
I like it. I'm bringing the dolphins, so just mentally prepare yourselves for that, folks.
It's going to be fantastic. Did we lose Karen again? Did she fall off?
Maybe she just muted us because we're too crazy.
I miss her giggly laugh. I need her giggly laugh in my life. And Fishy's just so quiet, I think he's, like, traumatized.
He is traumatized. It's my fault. Sorry, Fishy, I'll try and behave in person.
Please, every time we get around each other in person, you act like a school mom.
I thought that was supposed to be a secret, Fishy. I thought we weren't going to tell her.
Well, listen, here's the thing, though. I can't behave at Jeffrey's house. I'm a lush, and he has fish bowls, so you're not safe. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Well, should we take some of those calls? Do we have calls?
On that note...
Yes. James, can you bring on the first caller?
Yes. First caller we have is Bill, and he's wanting to, if my computer will work, talk about the topic that we were all discussing a few minutes ago. So, Bill, you're on the line.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi,
Bill.
Hey, I don't know. I really don't know what the general average age is of all of you guys.
Oh.
The Age of Fabulous.
Okay,
we're timeless classics.
Why do you think age is relevant?
Well, I was listening to you talking about relationships, and of course Michael was talking about you really, really have to love someone, you know. You know, as you get older, you really love someone, but you really have to get the hell away sometimes too.
I kid you not.
You know, who I am with, I love, but I have got to get away, and I've got to have my away time. Because as you get older, they will drive you crazy.
That's hilarious.
I think that's normal. If I didn't go to work and stuff, my wife would probably hate me.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
hilarious.
They will. There's no probably. It will happen. you've just got to have your own time, and you've got to do your own thing. You know, when you first get with someone, how you want to do, like, everything together, you take a shower, you go to the toilet, you know, it's...
No, I don't go to the toilet with my man.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Well,
I'm not into Blumpkins. No Blumpkin zones.
But you know that shit happens, and it's really scary because when you're going to look back on it later, you'll be embarrassed.
Now, can I ask,
really feel uncomfortable?
How long have you been with your partner?
Oh, 15 years.
Now, when did you start going to the bathroom together?
Well, no, not necessarily me, but I have seen people that do that. Not right at the beginning. They wait for like a year, and then they're like comfortable to
go
to the bathroom together, or go to the bathroom while the other one is showering.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
See, I just can't keep someone around a year then, I guess that's where you start getting overexposed to some things. Now I know every Power Ranger has a shelf life of 11 and a half months.
There you go.
Thank you for sharing.
Mistake. The 12th month is a killer. And bad things happen. Not necessarily you'll know that they're bad at the time. But after
I would know if that was bad. I would know that one right off the bat.
Cool. Okay. Well, I just wanted to pass along that because a lot of people make that mistake. You know, don't get locked in, we're going to do everything together type of stuff. It's not good.
I agree.
Well, Bill, I don't think
you
have to worry about that.
You need bathroom time by yourself. Yeah. I agree. It's important.
I don't think he's got to worry about that with any of us because we're all pretty independent. So I think we're good. Thank you, Bill, for calling in. We've got Brianna on the line.
Hello, peoples. It's been like forever, it feels like.
What up, Bri?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hi and stuff because I've tried to call in a few times before to talk about certain topics to weigh in, and no one picks up the line. I'm like,
it's because we all talk too much.
This is like one of those relationship things. How are we going to have a good relationship? You call in and give us crap for all the times that we didn't do something we didn't know we were
supposed to. You can't start it off bitching.
I wanted to weigh in, and I call, and I sit, and I wait, and then the time is over.
I'm
like, I'm
going to tell you, girl, you're starting a new relationship. You can't complain. You got to just go with the flow.
Right now, you're at your chance to share, and instead you're complaining about it.
Right. You're wasting your call.
See, and I don't know if this is the same for women, and I certainly don't know for gay men, but for a straight guy, when I start hearing complaint
ooh,
with the starter, my ears start just closing off. I just start going,
right. It's like Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. It's like Charlie Brown. You don't want to hear it. You tune it out.
Well, I also had like, just wanted to call in and say hi and stuff.
Hi.
Poor
she
Brianna.
Like that. We like that. We like
hey,
that. Bree. We said Bree.
Wait, are you the boss in the relationship or are you more passive?
Well, I couldn't tell you that exactly since I've never had one.
Well,
never
how
had
about
a relationship?
You and Dave? Are you guys equals or where do you stand in that?
You know what? I don't know. Because
here's the thing, like he and I, we kind of aren't like on the same page right now. So we talk like every day, but it's like morning time because he has work, and then on certain days he has school. So then we talk in the evening time. And then we wait, and then we talk the next day. So, but as far as I know, he's been hurt by his ex-girlfriend. So he's like, I don't want a girlfriend right now. So I'm like, okay, all right.
So he's kind of the boss. So that's okay, though, because you know what? Everybody's got baggage. And I'm telling you, you just be patient, and it's always the one who's the good friend that they end up falling for. So you just continue to be you, you know, and be happy and have fun and have good conversation.
And don't ever play just a tip. Trust me, it's a trap.
Don't what?
Don't ever play just a tip. You can play Monopoly. You can play Scrabble. You can play Yahtzee. Don't play just a tip. It is not safe. Trust me, I know.
It took me like 5 times to figure out what the hell you were saying, and I can't believe you just said that to me.
I knew from the very beginning what she was meaning. I was like, my mouth fell to the ground.
I couldn't hear it. Don't worry. I'll explain it to you when you're older.
All I want to do is just the tip. Run, girlfriend, run.
Yeah, you know, just a tip, just for a minute, just to see how it feels. Run the other way.
But, yeah,
get
like,
off,
okay.
Don't let him get out of there. Okay, the shoes that I found, like, I went to the store because I found
the store
at the mall. And I'm like, my foot's too wide, and so I'm like, damn it, I probably have to find new shoes now.
I'm going to tell you the best advice besides not just the tip. Watch, he's just not into you. It is a woman, or it is a movie women and gay men alike should live by. He's into you.
Again?
I'm telling you. He's just not that into you. It's a great movie because it really, like, I watched it and was like, oh, shit. I'm telling you, it's got Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Connelly, dude from The Hangover there, what's his puss? Justin
Scarlett
Long.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's a good movie, and it helps you because now that you're embarking on dating and, you know, you need to watch this movie. It's very informative. Huh?
Well,
not on the first date. You watch it by yourself before the first date.
No, but I'm saying that this is the first date, and I don't know if there will be others. So even only one, I'll be like, okay, at least I had one.
Listen to me. You'll have others. Trust me. This is just the beginning of a whole new journey in your life. But watch the movie because this movie is going to be really informative to you as a new dater.
Jeffrey.
We want a report.
Just in case, send me the title of that movie on Facebook because knowing me, I will probably forget at some point because I'm the type of person where there's a lot going on in my head. Like, I'm thinking of this.
Hey, we got it, girl. We'll make sure you have it.
I'm doing it right now because I'm a multitasker.
Gemini, so I just, like, think of everything and it's like, okay, what was I supposed to look up?
I'm doing it right now.
Yay. Okay.
Right. Well, it was so nice talking to you, Bree. Have a good one, and we'll, you know, keep us posted on the budding relationship.
Back to what I was.
This.
Never play just the tip unless you don't mind losing.
This thing.
I'm a sort of loser, so that's not the game for me. I like to win. I'm competitive. It's not good.
Oh, I cannot believe you said that to poor Bree. She's like, huh? And I mean,
know.
Even I was like, is she saying tip? There's no way in hell she's saying tip.
Oh, there's a way, but gosh.
Dating advice from Katrina Johnson.
Dating advice from Katrina Johnson. Those who can't do, teach. But I'm just saying, my shit works. I will tell you how to land a Power Ranger, Bree. You like JDF? I could help you out.
Oh.
She's been emailing me all week that she's going to see him this weekend.
Good for her. That Bree, she gets to see all her heroes. Yeah.
That's right. She's good.
I love that she's going all around the place, but she ain't coming to the You've Got Strength benefit next Saturday, October 20th, that we're all going to be at.
But all of our homies from AMC Press are. Shout out.
No, they're not.
Well, when I called in the show, they said they were planning on coming down.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to make it. But it's okay, but you know what? We're out of time. Like, we've only got like a minute left.
Right.
Like,
well, guys,
like
it's been such an interesting show. You know not to play. It's just a tip. You know to watch. He's just not that into you. And you know who the aggressors are on this show. Crazy cat lady is a lesbian.
If anybody wants to donate to the You Got Strength benefit or to getting Katrina to the You Got Strength benefit, please email me at uncensoredradio@aol.com. And I will tell you how to do so. We appreciate it as well because it's a great benefit for cancer. We're raising money for wigs for cancer patients. And Katrina being there is just more publicity, more people, and we'll draw in a bigger crowd.
And more drunken debauchery, obviously.
Absolutely. We love you all, and we'll see you Monday.
Good night.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for this one?
We're saying what we want. Give it to you, not go.